The residents in Carrboro's Weatherhill Point neighborhood experienced significant flooding from Morgan Creek the night of July 6, 2025. 40 of the 56 homes suffered damage from the floods, wrecking a tight-knit community in an area that was in high demand whenever a property went on the market. Lars Knapp, who serves as the Weatherhill Point Homeowners Association president, said similar to how everyone's experience that night varied, the neighborhood has seen a range of outcomes for its affected residents.
Some folks who have recovered very quickly are back in their houses, living their lives just like they did before the storm. There are some houses that are still down to their studs, completely abandoned. No work has been done on them whatsoever. There's folks who have left the community permanently. There's folks that just recently returned or still planning to come back.
Every few days, Knapp sees something he feels like reminds him of the floodwaters rising from the creek, like a new plank on a bridge or part of the street's landscaping that is still growing back. Similarly, some residents are still unpacking boxes or finding items displaced during the flood. Judy Beckert-Jones, a Weatherhill Point homeowner since 2017, was one of the lucky residents to escape any home damage, although her car floated away in the flood. Beckert-Jones said the length of time it took for people to find a path towards stability was difficult to process on top of the emotions of learning which of their belongings were still around and salvageable.
I know one of my friends was like, she was so sad that her tree topper was gone, you know, and that it was a special thing from her past. And luckily, after a few weeks and getting back in her house and looking, she actually found it. And we were all so happy for her. I mean, it seems like a small thing, but for some of these people, little things like that are really important.
Not far down Highway 54 from Weatherhill Point is Canterbury Townhomes, which also experienced significant damage during Chantal's downpour. The community saw floodwaters rush into 8 permanently owned units and 20 rented spaces, causing the need for significant cleanup and renovation across the last year. HOA President Carolyn Krevchenko said Canterbury Townhomes only recently saw all 8 homeowners safely return to their spaces, while the landlords of most of the rented units are still working on cleaning up and finding tenants. She said,
"The neighborhood is thriving and we are growing. You can barely tell at this point that we even had a flood."
That long rebuilding time is seen in other areas affected too, including Chapel Hill's 2 public housing neighborhoods that took on water and Camelot Village. 8 families in public housing are still waiting to get back into their homes, while the town said it issued 77 permits for flood-related repairs at Camelot Village, with only 3 of those now completed. As those homes sit empty, Weatherhill Point has some empty too, but intentionally. Some residents desperate for solutions in the months following Chantal sold their homes to investment groups. Both Knapp and Beckert-Jones say Weatherhill Point residents are adjusting to the notion of having the single-family homes kept lifeless and having outside investors own in the neighborhood. Knapp said,
"It's incredibly frustrating to see homes where you remember there being neighbors sit completely empty when you know that there's plenty of people who would love the opportunity to live near all of the different things that Carrboro has to offer. It's very challenging to see that that opportunity isn't there because an investor is holding on to the home and not working with it at all. I will say that we're probably at full recovery when out of our 56 homes, we have 56 homes worth of people living here. That's what it'll feel like to me."
Still, those who are in the neighborhoods fight to find silver linings from the experience. Both Knapp and Krevchenko praised the town of Carrboro for its communication and connection of residents to resources in the days after the flooding, as well as Habitat for Humanity for its volunteers restoring damaged homes to livable condition.
"Those folks would have lost their homes had they not done that. Their home was their primary asset.
Everybody was just amazing. I can't thank people enough for helping us get back on our feet."
And even though residents in both Carrboro communities were already close with each other, surviving the storm and soldiering through recovery helped forge those bonds even closer. For weeks after Chantal, Beckert-Jones hosted a renter whose house across the street flooded. Even though the woman has since moved out of the neighborhood, she still returns frequently for game nights at Beckert-Jones's home. Just one example of how she believes the experience has led the Weatherhill Point neighbors to rely on each other more and more. For the anniversary of the storm itself, the 78-year-old wanted to mark the occasion of having made it this far past Chantal and give people something to do instead of being alone.
I just threw out some invitations to people I knew in the neighborhood and said, I'm having ice cream and cake Monday night. Come over if you're in town, you know, whatever. And I have like 28 people coming in here tonight. The response was tremendous. So I think that people really want to keep those connections going and they want that support from each other.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.